sensing, 'cause your love does amazing things. God, I know my life is in your hands. When I'm at my weakest, oh, you carry me. Then I become my strongest. I will lift my voice and sing, 'cause your love does amazing things. God, I know my life is in your hands. I trust in you.
Well, that was most amazing. Thank you, my sister. That was truly, truly a ministry of its own. And I'm so grateful that my talk has been prefaced by such a powerful and beautifully rendered message. My life, thank God, is not in my hands. My life is in the hands of the Almighty One, whom we have come to call God. I think that I have told you before that I am really embracing more and more the truth that life is a mix. Life on this planet, being alive as a divine being, dreaming the dream of humanity and going through the human experience. I do believe that I told you that my sister Rhonda, probably 4 days before she made her transition, when I was with her in the hospital, she looked at me with her eyes wide open. She had discovered from the doctors that there was no hope of her spirit remaining in her body and that she should make arrangements for her home going. She was done. The spirit was too big to remain in a body that was worn out. She looked at me and she said, "One thing I love about you, Carly, is that you consistently remind everyone that life is awesome and amazing." She said, "But what I want you to know right here, right now, from my mouth, as I lie here, laying here in this hospital bed, that I firmly agree with you. Life is awesome and amazing." Pause. "And it is also hard." I love the way she said the word hard. She stretched it out. Hard. Her eyes were twinkling as she said both things. Twinkling when she said life is awesome and amazing. And they were also twinkling when she said it is also hard. I firmly agree with both things she said, because I know through my own life of living experience, life is awesome, amazing. And there are times for me, for you, for everyone, where life is also hard. Life is a mix. We have our valley experiences, and we have our mountaintop experiences. There are seasons for it all. There is one scripture that says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And as you already know, joy is our daily word for today. And I am grateful to know through my own living experience that there are times where weeping does endure for a night, but it has always, always, always been my truth that joy cometh in the morning. I do not determine the length of the night's weeping, but I can have faith while I'm experiencing it that joy will come in the morning. It's very much like Reverend Britt said earlier, if not feeling joyous in the moment, being willing to feel joyous. It's that opening. It is that glad anticipation that we will overcome what we are going through that gives us hope and faith and keeps us in a space where we're able to, even through the appearance of the valley of the shadow of so-called death, we have the power to keep putting one foot in front of another foot, in front of another foot, marching onward and marching upward. I said earlier to Reverend Britt about April, I confessed that not all of my Aprils have been like this one. A joyous April. Joyous because of many things, and one of them being the experience of being able to be with you all personally on Easter Sunday morning as we celebrated yet another powerful 25th anniversary. My soul is still saying hallelujah. What was it about some of my Aprils? Some of my Aprils, I must tell you, have been my weeping times. This began in 1991. That's quite a while ago for this 72-year-old. In April 8th, on April 8th of 1991, I experienced an experience that was the most life-shattering experience of my lifetime up until that moment. On April 8th in 1991, my partner in many ways made his transition. I got a call from my friend Kay from the hospital. Johnny had been in and out of the hospital a number of times, and he had gone in for pneumonia. And the prognosis was that they would pump him up with antibiotics, as they had done a number of times before, and that within 2 or 3 days, he would be returning home to me and my life. My call from Kay said that this was not going to happen this time. Carly, she said, Johnny is finally free. He has taken his last breath. I remember dropping the phone and falling to the ground. I could not believe it. I did not want it. And I argued against it. The loss of Johnny was not just the loss of my personal best human being in the whole wide world. The one that I felt completed me. The one that I shared my music ministry with. And we were booked 2.5 years ahead with some wonderful places throughout Europe that we were going to bring our ministry to. We had brought it all over the United States to Unity Churches and through Canada, Hawaii, and a couple of the islands. What Kay had told me was that I had lost my significant other as a personal person. What I was also being informed of was that I had lost my ministry. I had lost my traveling. I had lost my music partner. the one that I could wake up in the middle of the night with a new song that had been given to me in a dream, and he would go to the piano, hear it once, and then play it like a living orchestra within minutes. My traveling buddy, my cuddle buddy, my co-minister. I also had lost, with Kay's information, the bulk of my income, which came from my music ministry. I was shattered. This occurred on April 8th, as I may have already said, 1991. Something changed. All of my life since I was a wee little boy, I had always loved April's. April's was when the spring began to present itself, and I loved everything about it. I loved that the cold was now gone, that the snow was now gone, that the frost was now gone. It was a celebration time, my April's, until April 8th, 1991. What happened for me was that that April was a month that I cried so many tears that I was blown away that a body could process and make so many tears. I've told you before that there were many, many times during that April where I could not get out of my bed to greet the beauty of any of the April days. I was curled up in a fetal position. I crawled out of bed to use the bathroom. I had to be forced to eat anything. All I wanted to do, to be honest with you, I wanted to cry myself to death. I wanted to be with Johnny. And not only Johnny, but the year before Johnny's transition, my very best friend through college, Danny, had made his transition. And the year before that, my only blood brother, Chuck, had made his transition. And the year before that, my daddy, my papa, my main man, had made his transition. And so when Johnny made his transition, he was the fourth and the last of the most important men in my life. All I wanted to do was to be with them. I did not acknowledge consciously that I was having suicidal ideations. I did not think of taking my life. I wanted God to take it. I wanted simply to cry myself to death. Well, I recovered. I don't know how many years it was, but it was a few years before I was able to greet an April without mourning the loss of my Johnny. But I did recover, and April's became super joyous for me once again. I love working in the yard, I love gardening, and I was a happy camper. And then a few years later, on April 25th, my mom died. April 25th, 2006. I had had many Aprils. After having recovered from the loss of Johnny in a way that no longer had me weeping that month, when my mother died on April 25th of 2006, I lost the biggest cheerleader that I had ever had in my life. Mama was not just my mama. She was my best friend. She was more than words can say to me. So once again, that April and the following Aprils for a few years were weeping times for me. where I was weeping not only for the loss of my mama, but for Johnny as well. And as I've said, on the heels of the loss of Danny, my brother Chuck, and my daddy. Well, it took me a while. When April's came, they were my weeping month. But after a while, I recovered. I've noticed that I have always recovered from what appeared to be the dark night of the soul. My trek through the valley of the shadow of so-called death. But my joy was returned. And then, my sister Crystal, she made her transition on April 5th of the year 2014. Once again, my Aprils were a reminder of my losses. And April was once again a weeping month for me. During those April times of my weeping, I did what Brother Reverend Britt suggested. I prayed to be willing to recover my joy again. It took longer than I expected, but no one can force a rose to bloom by taking your fingers and opening the petals. The rose will surely die. Joy comes in its own blooming time. And I was reminded, joy cometh in the morning. If I reflect back on my life, there have been several periods that I can honestly refer to as weeping times for me. What I used to do is judge myself harshly for my weeping moments. How could I, a minister of God, saturated in the unity principles and the A Course in Miracles ideas and teachings, how could I, a teacher, a pastor, a preacher, fall prey to being so broken, so shattered? And so part of my weeping was in response to the judgments that I laid upon myself. You see, I wanted to be in joy always, and I wanted my messages and my preachings and my upliftings and my music to sponsor each and every one's experience of having joy always. This cannot be. It would be a flat line. If any of us were in an experience of bliss all the time, bliss would no longer be an experience of bliss. It would be a flat line. You see, we need the ups and downs in life. If you've ever been in a hospital and seen anyone hooked up to an EKG machine, you've noticed that the evidence that the person was alive was that that EKG machine, the line went up and down and up and down and up and down. If it flatlined, the person was dead. So as long as we're alive, sisters and brothers, life will be a mix. As long as we're alive, if we were to be hooked up to an EKG machine, we would see that our experience of living sometimes is up, then down, then up, then down. As I've spoke before, we cannot remain in a comfort zone. The people in the heating and cooling industry call 72 degrees Fahrenheit a time when the furnace and the heater and the cooler do not have to work. They are at rest. The comfort zone, they also referred to as a dead zone, nothing is happening. Nothing needs to be done. The heater does not need to heat, and the cooler does not need to cool. Everything's at a flat line. Comfort, yes. Also called the dead zone. There will always be the ups and the downs in life. And though I spent a good amount of time judging myself for living the truth of the ups and downs, I have learned to embrace it all. To embrace all of the seasons. There is a scripture that says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to weep, which I did through a number of my April months of living, and a time to laugh, which I did when I came through. Hallelujah. Overcoming a depression, overcoming a dip, overcoming a catastrophe, overcoming a loss. When you have made it through, if you are anything like me, you cannot help but laugh and giggle like a little child who has found something precious that had been lost. And so, I made it through years ago, my weeping times for April. Crystal, who made her transition in 2014. By 2016, my weeping was over. And the joy that cometh in the morning was returned fully to me. I've spoken to you before about our need to remember that as far as flowers go, we are not annuals. When an annual appears to die, it is dead. When a perennial appears to die, it is, as Jesus said to the sisters of Lazarus, who had been dead and entombed for 4 days. When he looked at them and they told him, "Where were you? Why did you not hurry here? You could have saved him. And now our brother Lazarus is dead." Jesus, smiling, looked into their eyes, speaking, "Not dead, only sleeping." I get thrilled and I get chills. I get quickened when I think about that. Not dead, only sleeping. My joy through those Aprils was not dead, only sleeping. And as I'm out every day, from early morning through evening, taking breaks only to do my business and my work, I am experiencing the joy that cometh in the morning. When I was a little kid like you, there was a little poem that was imprinted into my mind. It spoke of life's seasons. April showers bring May flowers. That was brought to me, to my heart and to my mind, during the last phase of my weeping in April for the loss of my sister, Crystal. I embraced the tears I was crying. I embraced the sometimes numbness that I was experiencing. And though I was lacking the experience of the fullness of my joy, I knew it would return. Like a little boy, I repeated over and over and over to myself as my mantra, "All is well, Carly. April showers bring May flowers." Someone out there who is at this service as I am speaking today very much needed to hear what I have just spoken, very much needed to hear my advice not to condemn yourself or judge yourself or criticize yourself in your moments of weeping. Someone who is with us today needed to hear the reminder that you are not an annual. You are a perennial. Not dead, only sleeping. The joy of my Mays and my Aprils allow me over and over, time and time again, to experience and to witness the ongoing process of resurrection. If you had seen my gardens 2 months ago, you would have seen a garden with nothing in it but what appeared to be dead and gone and no more. If you looked at my garden today, you would see the miracle of resurrection. All of the perennials pushing through the dirt and the darkness, seeking the light, knowing the light is there even when they cannot see it, pushing through, onward and upward. Yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Trust this. Believe in this. For you have lived this. You are the proof of the resurrecting power of Almighty God. To everything there is a season, a time to weep and a time to laugh. Laugh out loud. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well. Hallelujah. And now a break for station identification, a pause for the cause of remembering. My life is sponsored by God. Through all of the seasons of living life, I pause to remember I am safe, that wherever I am, God is, and all is well. For to everything there is a season, and there are times of weeping, followed by times of laughing and rejoicing. A break for station identification. A pause for the cause of remembering. There is but one power and one presence in the universe and in my life. God, the good. Here I take a breath, a sila, to deepen my knowing. God is, I am. There is no need to fear. Life is a mix, and through it all, I am safe.
both in the valley and on the mountain, through the darkness and in the light. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And so I pause, I relax, I let go, I let God be God in me. How sweet it is to be loved by God. And it grows sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Yes, a break for station identification. A pause for the cause of remembering. Through it all, the universe is conspiring to bless me. Yes, how blessed am I? I am blessed beyond measure. So it is.
Here in the silence, I say a prayer. Though I've never seen you, somehow I know you're there. You're in the faces of the people that I meet. You're as solid as the earth beneath my feet. So if I should complain that all I have is not enough, forgive me, I've been given so much, and I am blessed. Every time I look into my baby's eyes and think of all the friends who've touched my life, I realize I have love, and I am blessed. So many changes this world can put you through. Sometimes it's hard to find a way. A heart can get confused, but then I hold you and it all falls into place. You've given me what time cannot erase. So when I'm feeling down and feeling sorry for myself,